I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, January 10. Coming up, Prime Minister Andrew Holness makes historic visit to Israel. Health Ministry says no additional cases of malaria detected and builders urged to become compliant. The news in detail after this message.
You didn't know, say, every time somebody participate in illegal gambling, they must set the country back a far away. Illegal gambling take well-needed money out of the government kitty and give them less to work with to provide things like healthcare, education, fixed roads, and even build infrastructure. Illegal gambling need for stop, and you need for help stop it. If you see illegal gambling going on anywhere, just call Crime Stop at 311 and report it. It's safe and confidential, and you could get a reward. Play your part. Help stamp out illegal gambling.
A message from the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness left the island Tuesday for a three-day visit to the State of Israel. He's expected to return on January 15. The working visit follows an invitation issued several months ago and forms part of the Prime Minister's ongoing commitment to seek opportunities for Jamaica through deepened bilateral relations with partner countries. While in Israel, Prime Minister Holness will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss potential cooperation on growth and economic development, particularly in the areas of security, agriculture, water resource management, and diaspora bonds. Meetings will also be held with key Israeli officials and members of the private sector. Through these engagements, Jamaica will seek to identify and capitalize on opportunities for collaboration and expanded exposure to best practices. The Prime Minister is accompanied by representatives from the National Water Commission, Water Resources Authority, National Security Council, Economic Growth Council, as well as Ambassador Nigel Clark. In the Prime Minister's absence, Dr. Horace Chang will be in charge of the government. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye says the 71 samples tested for malaria have returned negative. Two imported cases of malaria were confirmed for Jamaica on January 5 by the National Public Health Laboratory, and a private laboratory reported another confirmed case on January 6. The Ministry of Health took samples for testing to cover persons who were in contact with the malaria patients. Dr. Delahaye says the negative results is encouraging.
That's good news, generally. What we'll do is await an incubation period, which is about 3 weeks, to then go back through this testing again. So far, so good.
Dr. Delahaye says the ministry is now awaiting the results of repeated testing for the second malaria patient. The ministry has so far done a case investigation and admitted the patient to hospital. Vector control and community fever surveillance have also been heightened. In the meantime, the health ministry is urging Jamaicans to take precautions against the contraction and spread of mosquito-borne illnesses.
We must ensure we have our mosquito repellents on. That should be the standard practice in Jamaica, in addition to ridding anywhere you see, in and around the home, elsewhere, of breeding sites as best as we can.
Meanwhile, the ministry is advising Jamaicans to remain cautious when traveling to malaria-affected countries. Symptoms of malaria include fever, chills, headache, sweating, fatigue, nausea, and vomiting. And Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, Denzel Thorpe, is warning Jamaicans who build contrary to existing building codes that more measures are coming this year to ensure compliance. Speaking at the launch of the earthquake awareness campaign by the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, Mr. Thorpe said builders put their community at risk when they construct outside the perimeters of their agreement.
The Building Bill of 2016 was recently tabled in the House of Representatives. We have reached a critical point in the illegal expansion of infrastructure in the country, and we are already experiencing the environmental, social, and other effects. The Building Bill will assist in the process of managing the changes that are necessary to put Jamaica in the best position to prepare for earthquakes by having appropriate structures and zones for human activity.
Mr. Thorpe adds that the bill will seek to increase protection from earthquakes and other natural disasters. Under the new National Building Code, builders will have to be officially certified and registered. The Bureau of Standards Jamaica will act as the agency responsible for establishing the accepted building codes. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.